The retro style of Polaroid pictures re-emerges, this during a time when nearly everyone has access to artistic photo apps and eager audiences on social media. One local photographer displays his instant images from nearly 40 years of point and shoot. SDPB's China Lockett spoke with the artist at his exhibit.
Polaroid images with blurry subjects and muted colors hang behind white mats at the Matthews Opera House. The small tables underneath, scattered with vinyl records, unframed Polaroids, and a lava lamp, make this exhibit feel vintage. Roger O'Day is a photographer. His show, Zero Megapixels, is a collection of portrait, still, and landscape images from years of shooting at home and around the country.
When did you get your first camera?
It was in the early 70s, I don't remember the exact year, and I was hooked immediately. And I shoot digital also, depending on the subject or the scene, but again, my first love is instant photography.
What do you think the difference is between Polaroid and digital that really draws you to Polaroid?
Me personally, it's the fact that you have one chance. You find the subject, you compose the shot in the camera, you push the button, and that's it. There's no Photoshop. What you see is what you get, and you can't reproduce it. The photo that you get out of that camera that you hold in your hand, that is truly one of a kind. That's the only one of that exact photo there'll ever be.
What's your style? Like, what makes a good moment, good image to you?
I like all subjects. For example, when you go through the loose Polaroids in the drawers and in the box, which I encourage people to do, there'll be a man in a business suit standing next to maybe somebody, like you mentioned, out in front of a tattoo parlor. So I don't have a theme. I don't really have a particular look that I'm after. Again, it's just whatever happens to catch me in the moment.
So right now we are looking at your gallery exhibit here. And can we start out with these images that you have hanging on the wall? This one really stands out to me. What's going on in this image?
That was at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally a few years ago. That's Sonny Barger, the founder of the Hells Angels. Interesting story. I was walking by their storefront and one of the club members sitting out on a stool in front of the place grabbed my arm as I was walking by. And I had a Polaroid camera around my neck. And he goes, "Hey, my grandma had one of those." I took his picture. And then, of course, he asked if I'd come in and take his girlfriend's picture. And then the other guy wanted a picture. I shot like three rolls of film in there. And he says, "Hey, you want to meet Sonny Barger?" What am I going to say? No.
And what about this one? This is a woman holding up the Beatles album in a record store, and she almost looks like Audrey Hepburn, and she's got this hat on that's kind of vintage. Can you explain that?
That is my friend Crystal. I actually asked her if she would come with me to the record store because I wanted to take some pictures, and she wore that outfit without any prompting from me, and as you can see, perfect. That picture could have been taken in 1968 or in 2008 or in 2015. That's what I love about that picture.
When was it taken?
I would say 5 or 6 years ago, probably. I don't remember exactly.
What's this over here? There's got to be like a couple hundred people in this image. What are they doing?
I think that was Rock and Roll Showdown in 1978, if I remember. Just a crowd shot. This is what I think people, I hope they will find kind of fun about some of these old Polaroids, is the way people are dressed. I mean, look at the jeans and the guys with no shirt and the cutoff jeans and the women in the tube tops and the halter tops. It's just fun. It's, you know, again, just kind of old time.
Is there anything that you wanted to add that we might not have covered?
I just might mention, even if you can't find an old Polaroid camera that works, get one of those little instant Fuji cameras or whatever and a pack of film and put in there just so you can feel what it's like. They're fun. Again, when you go to a party or an event or whatever, you take the picture, you don't have to look at it on the little screen on the camera or wait till you get home and can put it into your computer. In just a few seconds, you've got the picture right there to keep, to give out, whatever. Easy way for people just to have fun with it.
Thank you so much for doing the interview today.
Well, thank you very much. It's been fun.
Zero Megapixels is scheduled to be on display at the Matthews Opera House through March 31st. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.